So the treatment of AIN is controversial. Conservative treatment seems to me to be a reasonable strategy to continue in patients where there's a low risk of malignant conversion. We've tended to continue with our to map the disease, to excise the worst affected areas, and then just to follow them up, watching and waiting. Disease-modifying agents, I've already talked about imiquimod and about the use of photodynamic therapy. For me, I still think that our experience is that these treatments are too painful to use regularly in patients with focal high-grade anal dysplasia. And it's not something that, at the moment, the natural history of the disease would seem to merit. Laser ablation of these areas is another way of getting rid of the worst of the disease. But the trouble is that AIN, anal intraepithelial neoplasia, invades down the hair shaft follicles. It invades the pilosebaceous units. It hasn't actually breached the basement membrane, but the dysplasia goes down the hair shafts and down the pilosebaceous units. If you destroy the top surface of the skin with a laser, you leave these little nests of skin down in the hair shafts, and then it will just reappear. Also, if you destroy the tissue by laser ablation, it frightens me that you're actually destroying the histopathology. The American surgeons who deal with a lot of these HIV patients with this condition are keen on ablating the lesions, but of course, I suppose that's their livelihood, destroying these lesions, and it's a recurring sort of stream of patients, but we've had cases where patients have been undertreated for invasive disease, and it just worries me that destroying the top surface of the skin leaves disease in skin adnexi. Interestingly, some of the oncologists treat premalignant skin cancers or vulval disease with low-grade surface treatments with radiotherapy. We've tried that in one or two patients, but it really is not very pleasant. And in my experience, in the patients that we've tried out, it's proved to be unpleasant, and we've really rather stopped using it because it's been too uncomfortable for the patients. We haven't got a big experience; it's only been one or two patients. And again, in all of these small groups, you have to understand that because they are small groups, we can't draw definitive conclusions.